You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sumulat si Kalihim Finfront ng kagawaran ng kapaligiran sa Auditor General at hinihiling sa kanya na kumilos para magsagawa ng pag-audit sa grant na ibinigay ng pampederal na pamahalaan na halos kalahating bilyong dolyar sa Great Barrier Reef Foundation. Sinabi ni Pratt, ang audit ay ngayon ay isa ng prioridad. Ang pamahalaan ay napapaigting sa lumalaking pressure hinggil sa pasya nitong magbigay ng 444 na milyong dolyar na grant sa pribado at not-for-profit foundation na walang tamang proseso kung sino pa ang maaaring bigyan. Sa question time, hiniling ng leader ng oposisyon ang mga katanungan.
Today, Nine News has reported that the almost half a billion dollars of taxpayer money that the Prime Minister offered to a small private foundation in a closed-door meeting was rushed out of the department in just 24 hours. Whether it's taxpayer-funded new coal-fired power stations or just private foundations run by his friends, why is this Prime Minister so reckless with taxpayers' money?
Subalit tumangging diretsong tugunan ni Punong Ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang issue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Honourable Member demeans himself and his party with his smears, but I will ask the Minister for the Environment to deal with the timeline and the process relating to that grant.
Naghihikahos ang Ministro ng Kapaligiran, Josh Frydenberg, na makahanap ng tamang tugon.
Mr. Speaker, what is very clear is that when we met firstly on the 9th of April with the foundation to solicit their to elicit whether they were interested in partnering with
members
the
on my left.
Subalit idiniin niya na sinunod ang proseso ng kagawaran.
The process to establish the grant included the development of grant guidelines by the department to specify the intended outcome and conditions of the grant and an assessment and due diligence review by the Department of the Foundation's proposal responding to the guidelines. Now, Mr. Speaker, the Department made it very clear, and I'm quoting the Department. The Department assessed that the Foundation's proposal represents value for money and is an appropriate use of Commonwealth sought resources, Mr. Speaker.
Subalit bago pa man, sinabi na nga ngasiwang direktor ng Great Barrier Reef Foundation, Anna Marsden, wala muna sa pamahalaan ang kumontak sa kanya o sino pa man sa foundation hinggil sa masusing proseso ng pagbigay sa grant. Sinabi sa ABC ni Marsden, hindi siya mulat sa anumang pagkilos para tiyakin na ang record grant ay mapupunta sa tamang lugar at parang ito ay pagtama sa loto.
Look, it was a complete surprise. I think there's lots of people who have repeated a quote that I had about it. It certainly was a big surprise.
Sinabi ni Marsden, nalaman ng kanilang organisasyon noong 9 ng Abril na ito ay tatanggap ng salapi at pagkatapos lamang noon na kailangan magsumite ng kanilang organisasyon ng aplikasyon. Sinabi ng leader ng Partido Greens, Richard Di Natale, ito ay kahiya-hiya.
The fact that you could have half a billion dollars of taxpayer money being handed to an organisation who calls it winning the lottery when they get that money with no public oversight says everything you need to know about Malcolm Turnbull's government. Whenever Malcolm Turnbull's in trouble, he reverts to type. He hands money over to his big business mates. He tries to buy his way out of trouble. This is not money for the Great Barrier Reef. This is money for the coal and gas industry, for the who's who of the big end of town.
Inwestiyon ng isang grupo na tagapagtanggol ng kapaligiran, ang tinatawag na Friends of the Earth, ang kredensyal ng organisasyon The Great Barrier Reef Foundation. Sinabi sa SBS ang tagapagsalita nito, Cam Walker, siya ay may lubhang pagkabahala.
There are many, many NGOs working to protect the reef and they're working very frugally. I think this entity doesn't have a clear track record of doing productive work on the reef in terms of delivering outcomes. So I think there's probably a range of other groups that would have been better recipients for these funds.
Nanawagan ang oposisyon na istoli ang grant. Sinabi ni Mambabatas Tony Burke ng Partido Labor, siya ay nababahala na ang mga siyentipiko ng RIF ng CSIRO ay kailangang lumapit sa foundation kaysa sa pamahalaan para humingi ng pondo. Sinabi pa ni Berg, ang kasunduan simula hanggang katapusan ay hindi naangkop at di tapat na paggamit ng pampublikong salapi. Ang foundation ay kapartner ang mga negosyong tulad ng Qantas at BHP at mga institusyon tulad ng Australian National University at Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.